Welcome back to another episode of Tea Time, the podcast. And this is another pop-up episode. And in this episode, we're diving headfirst into the world of investing in your business, but with a little bit of a twist, right? Think about the excitement of getting a brand new computer, like a MacBook or an iPhone, or that much needed air conditioning unit that you need for your home office. Now, imagine channeling that same enthusiasm and planning into investing in your business. So when we invest in these items, we feel excited. But when we want to now invest in the not so fun parts where it feels like really risky, remember that when you start a business, there is risk involved. It's not safe. If you want something quote unquote safe, then go get a job. But that is debatable as well. All right. So first things first, in the online business space, especially, you know, we see all of the coaches and we hear the constant rhetoric of that you need to invest in yourself, et cetera, et cetera. And sometimes hearing that in the way that it's delivered, especially on a platform like Instagram, you can get over it really quickly, right? So we hear about this, invest in yourself, invest in your business time and time again, and it's usually connected to joining some type of coaching program, group coaching program, buying a course. What about investing in help, investing in certain services, right? So obviously when it comes to business, the first thing that you think about or that may come to mind is hiring an accountant, a bookkeeper, a virtual assistant, a social media manager, a graphic designer, someone to do your graphics, your visuals, your branding, the website, all of these different things. There is a lot more of a hesitation when it comes to making that leap. But I know we hear this analogy time and time again, where it's the Apple products get all of the slack, but there is merit there because we don't think twice. You know, we can't survive without our phones. If our phone dies tomorrow, we manifest the money, we pull it out of wherever, and we find the money to pay for it. But when it's time to simply pay for creative services and service providers to help you build your business, to help you make money, it's really an investment rather than an expense. Technically, on the accounting books, it's an expense, yes. But we should not. Ultimately, expenses are things in your business that help you make money, right? So take, for example, you need to make candles. You need to make your hair products to sell. Whatever it is that you may need in terms of supplies to make this thing, it's expenses. You have to buy these things in order to sell it. Or you might be someone who buys a product to wholesale to then sell retail. You still have to buy it. It's an expense, but it's an investment because you need that injection into your business in order to have something to sell. But when it comes to the marketing, we seem to be a lot more resistant to making those types of investments, to making those types of purchases. You know, I have this conversation all the time, especially when we're talking to prospective clients or someone's telling me about somebody that they know would benefit a lot from my services, but they rather take their last dollar, meaning they would take all of their money, all of their budget in making the best product possible, which nothing is wrong with perfecting your craft, improving the product and the quality of it. But we also have to leave space for the marketing side of it. Like, you could have the best product, right? But if you have crappy images, I forgot to shout out the photographers in that list early on in the episode. So I mentioned the accountants, the VAs, the social media managers. But when it comes to paying the content creator, paying the photographer, you know, there's always a bit of a hesitation. And that I want you to take a moment in this episode to sit and ask yourself and think on that. Why is that? And not so much why, but just reflect on it and think about the mindset shift that needs to take place when you approach these things. So you have a great product, but it's not being showcased in the best light. Probably it has poor packaging, poor branding. Maybe you have finally done those things, but then it has poor photography. So it does not look appealing, and then it's obviously going to affect your sales. So these are things that you need to consider when you're hesitating on making those types of investments in your business. Now, let's pause for a moment. Right. So we pause for a moment. We let that sink in. Now, I'm not saying go out and spend whatever money that you may have available and just jump straight into, okay, I'm going to go and get the logo, the brand, and the website, the social media all at once. I am not saying that. But first, before we could move on to the next step, we have to stop and revisit the way that we think about these services. We know right now, especially in my local area, Trinidad and Tobago, they place hot. All right. We have no issue running to go and, oh my gosh, if your home office or your, you know, your studio or your place of business does not have air condition, you are going to be, especially right now, I need to go and get some air conditioning. Right? That's a business investment. But we see the value in that. But somehow, we don't see the value in the aforementioned services. Now, the thing about those services, you can't just run out and get those services all willy-nilly. But we need to understand how to go about getting those services rendered in your business. You first have to create a plan of action. You have to understand what is the return on those individual investments for my business. Essentially, why? What is this going to do for me? And I think oftentimes we don't have a clear understanding of the importance of some of these services, which obviously they are all important, but you have to map out what comes first, second, third, as it relates to your unique business. So all of these services are obviously going to contribute, or at least we would want it to contribute, to our business's growth and development, and ultimately its success, its profitability, its visibility, its recognition, which is branding, right? You don't always want to be not known, because your branding is always going to continuously cement a certain perception in people's minds, which should make them develop brand loyalty and all of these different things, which I'm not going to go too deep into. But today, I want to speak really about identifying those key investments in this step, so that you will know that, okay, I need to allocate funding for this. I'll take care of that in month 3 or month 6. You know, this is where we hear the word business plan and you think of this boring 30 page or 10 page or 40 page document, but it could be simply having a plan written down in a notebook and really mapping out, okay, these are all the things that I need for my business. Now, what strategically makes sense to start with first. So first, once you identify why this service, then you'll be able to determine when I can realistically hire someone for this particular need. All right, so let me give you like a real life example. Let's say you're a new business. This happens, I see this all the time, and people always see, you know, okay, you know this visual graphic where there is this iceberg and people see everything above the surface of the water, but not all the work that goes on underneath. So when people see a business, they see the success, but they also see the success where on social media. So they think, oh, I need to go and hire Cassia for content. And they come to me for content, and then first session, it's like, where's the logo? Where's the branding? What's the name of the business? Is the business registered? These are the things that we don't see on the surface. So one big misconception is people feel that business starts on social media. And it sounds crazy when you hear it now, but check yourself. You might have been doing this. You might be doing this right now. You might be thinking of launching something. And you might be like, wait, no, that doesn't make any sense. Because you come and you hire me or a social media manager or whoever to work on your content for you. And then you realize, wait, what am I going to post? I have no colors. I have no branding. I have no logo. I have who are we speaking to? So I have nothing. Like, we have nothing to work with. So fast forward, the first thing you want to do is maybe speak to somebody who is a little bit more knowledgeable and think of a name. Think of a name that's catchy. I will take a little bit of research. But this also would require you to really immerse yourself into the mind of your customer, your industry, etc. Now, this is a very scratching the surface example without me making this into a whole masterclass. But a bird's eye view overview, you would have need to think, come up with a brand name, a business name, and no, the two are not necessarily the same, but oftentimes, keeping it simple, your brand name, your business name will be a brand name, right? You need to register that. So in that case, you might not be able to deal with the drama of having to go and get your business registered. In that case, you can hire a company to do it. Oftentimes, virtual assistants, that's a task that they take off of your hands. So they do all of the running up and down. They fill out the forms for you once they gather certain information. So you don't even have to deal with all of that. They do all the running up and down. When the name gets possibly rejected, they will have name variations that they might assist you with. And then when the whole process is complete, they'll scan it. And, well, at least the ones that I'm familiar with, right? Not everybody works like this. But the point is, you get your documents delivered to you, oftentimes in both physical format and digital format. And they even make it really convenient for you. Sometimes you don't even have to leave to meet them anywhere or go to their office or whatever the case may be. It really depends on what works for you. But if you want to have a hassle-free experience, you can. They will send it to you via courier service. All right. That's something that's a stress that you don't want to be thinking about. You want to focus on growing your business. That's one. And that's worthwhile investment, right? This is a quick break in the show to let you know that if you liked the sound of that business registration service, we can put you on to our agent that will take that task off your hands. So if you're interested in learning more about that, definitely send an email to assist@casamarina.com and we will take that off your hands. Now let's get back to the show. The next thing after you do that, you want to think about the visual branding, right? Notice I said visual branding. We're not going to get into brand strategy and the steps and the foundations that need to come before the visual branding, the logo, the business cards, the flyers. Social media is also a brand asset. Once it's built, you have templates designed, etc. Those are the things that will come in the visual branding aspect of things. And there's obviously overlap into social media management and content creation there. So that is an overview sequence that you'd want to think about. Then you would think about your website. You might think about customer service. Do you need a VA or someone on your team to handle customer service? These are all the things you want to think about, and where, once you figure out the value that it's going to add to your business, you can then determine which one you're going to invest in next. Some of these services have a particular order to follow. Some of them are optional. Oh, I wouldn't say optional, but some of them depend. The order in which they come, they depend on your business and your goals and what you could afford to put off for later, or what would make sense to do first before Z, right? Now, the money part is like, Cassie, you're telling me all of this, but what about the money? How am I going to afford this? Well, we already addressed the mindset. Like, if you really want it, you're going to figure it out. Not to sound cliche, not to sound like some of the coaches online where you're going to just suddenly manifest it. But there's some truth to it. Think about it. When there was a really huge need in your personal life, you figured it out, right? So I want you to think about that And again, shift the mindset. But mindset isn't all. Mindset isn't everything, but it's a big part. Practically, how are you going to source these funds? Well, first of all, again, you'll figure something out. You'll start to think creatively. But the other thing is a plan, right? You could break things down. So once you figure out, okay, these are the things that I need for my business overall over, let's say, a 12-month period or a two-year period, then you are beginning to see, well, okay, yeah, that costs X, Y, and Z. I'll have to take care of that next year. However, don't just put it out of sight, out of mind. Get the costs. Figure out what these things cost. Because when you figure out what they cost, you realize it's not as daunting as it seems. But we tell ourselves, oh my God, this is so expensive, which it might be. And rightfully so, these reactions to have. But most times you see the figure and you there's something that happens to the brain, again, mindset, that suddenly starts to think differently and starts to automatically problem solve without you having to try that hard. And then you look at it and you realize, oh, wait, it is a sizable amount of money, but I just put down that kind of money on a phone, or that's X percent of my salary over a 6-month period. Maybe I could set aside $200, $500 every single month. When we reach out to service providers to get quotes, we somehow, I think, we feel intimidated, shame, or overwhelmed because we know, I just don't have the money. Like, you know your financial situation, and we just feel like, I have no business reaching out to these people. But many of us, like myself, has a media kit. We have websites with pricing. If somebody doesn't have a website with pricing, again, they'll have a price list, a media kit, something. Reach out to two or three. And obviously, you're not just going to decide on a service provider based off of price. So I'll even encourage you, if you can, you know, get familiar with their content, get familiar with them via consultation, or maybe they're doing a webinar, you can attend the webinar. There are so many opportunities to figure out if someone's a good fit or not, right? Oftentimes, discovery calls are reserved for people who know that they can invest in the immediate or short term. So you might not have the opportunity to sit with them and feel them out, but you can start a discussion, and just that small interaction in their DMs will tell you, that person is not for me, they rub me the wrong way. Something, there's something that's going to tell you that, okay, price point aligns for me, their vibe, they seem really professional and knowledgeable, and they have great reviews, et cetera, recommendations. Like, these are all the things you want to consider. Or they might take really long to respond, or they might seem not very knowledgeable about their field. Something is going to tick you off that it is a good fit or a wrong fit. But this is why it's important to go out there and seek pricing, right? It's also a really good educational exercise for yourself. So let's say you are investing in a MacBook even, or a new phone. That's a worthwhile investment for content creation. Another example is, you might not be able to hire a photographer, but you could be like, hey, okay, you get their rates and you're like, I really can't afford this, but I do see the value in this service. Can you show me how to take my own photos? What would that cost look like? Some are happy to shift their gears, no pun intended, to being an educator, and they might come and show you how to take your own photos. And whether it's investing in these service providers who have courses and classes or true one-on-one training sessions, that's still a cost that you might have to budget for. But once you know the cost of hiring for this service or learning from them, you can then decide, okay, that's doable, whichever option you decide to choose. And you're like, okay, I could probably do that next month. I'm going to set aside half, make a deposit, whatever the case may be. The point is, you can break down these figures into bite-sized amounts that work for you and either save towards it or get on a payment plan. When it comes to website design, people see these large figures and they automatically, I don't know why they think it's like buying a shoe and that the figure means you have to have it all up front. You don't have to have it all up front. Especially when it comes to business services, that's in the thousands. It's not like going to buy windows for your home where you have to have all the money up front. Like, that's the thing. Like, we spend so much money in the thousands on other things where you have to pay in full, that most times with my line of work and my other adjacent colleagues of who offer other business services, you can pay in parts. So remember that on this episode. There are payment plans. Even if they're not long term, you could at least pay 50% down and 50% at some other point in time. Everybody does their business differently. So this is another reason why you want to go out there and get quotes, because the quotes oftentimes will include the terms and conditions of the service. So then you're not just vetting different service providers for their costs, but also what does pricing payment plans look like, right? What are my options? This episode is sponsored by From Basic to Branded Consultancy. And if you need help mapping out your brand's next steps, then you can purchase our Basic to Branded workbook, which you can work on your own, or you can book a one-on-one intensive with myself where I will build out that brand plan of action for you via a VIP day intensive workshop. All right. So those are the financial considerations that you need to prep for and prepare for, but you can't do financial considerations without knowing the numbers, right? So we talked about mindset. We talked about knowing what services and how they play a role into our business and which one might be, you know, most important, and go down from there. Then you need to, for these services, and we understand now the what I'm going to get back and how my business is going to benefit from these services. Now I can figure out, okay, what do these things cost on average? When you know what they cost on average, and not just what they cost, but the process and how you need to prepare. There's so many things to consider, but we're here to talk about the money part, right? So once we know the services and we can see, you have an idea of its importance, right? It's a priority. When we know the pricing, then we can be like, okay, maybe I should work on this. So it's like a balance of which one's priority, and you're kind of balancing that out with what you can afford or which one you need a little more time to allocate the funds, right? So here's a practical example. These are the things that I help determine on a discovery call. So I listen to you and then I'm able to quickly develop, okay, you don't have a lot of a budget, but if you're selling a retail product, you're really going to need a website. Right? You need a website. We've identified that, but you really can't afford it. So then you can't put that first. You can't put it second, but we could work on other things that's going to help the business generate money so that you can then invest in the website. So that would be leveraging social media, leveraging things like WhatsApp, leveraging photo shoots so that you can bring attention to the business, or investing in that photo shoot course so that you can help the business get that boost of income so that now I can then take this money and put it into the website. So I'm going to wrap this episode up by letting you know the final thing that you want to do. You're not going to keep all of this planning in your head or simply in your notes app. Your notes app is the first recommendation, so that let's say you have a spare moment and it's the all the ideas are coming to you. right? Jot it down. The notes app is a great app. I swear by it. But at some point, you want to take the notes app and organize that information somewhere. All right. At some point, you want to take everything out from your notebook and transfer it somewhere digitally that's searchable, and that's going to help like organize that into something a little more comprehensive and organized, right? And then when it's in that format, you can also easily edit, make changes, etc. One platform that I love that is searchable is Asana. So you can use Asana to brain dump and list out, you know, there's list view on Asana, list out all of these considerations. And then on each task, you could, you know, attach the quotes. You can break down the pricing plans, right? So you could use Asana, you could use Notion. What's the other one I have here? Oh, and you could use Trello, all right? But I don't hear people using Trello like I used to. I know people still use it. I hear it here and there, but I know I hear about Notion a lot and Asana. Not too familiar with ClickUp, so I'm not going to mention it, but maybe you might want to look into ClickUp, or if you already use ClickUp, then there you go. All right. Then you also, what's going to help you make these types of financial decisions for your business is really understanding the gaps or where you really need to show up for your customer or client the most. So you would even want to do surveys, because the information and feedback that you get back from your audience or your target audience, you're going to need to ask them some questions. So you might be like, okay, there's really a huge need for delivery service of this product that my business offers. My competitive edge now is, okay, I'm going to offer delivery. Nobody else in my industry offers delivery, right? So one service that's coming to mind is roti, right? Roti. I'll just leave that there. But whoever decides to do that is going to kill it. Granted, you still have to have a good product that tastes good, right? So take this example and use it the way that you need to use it, right? But that, I'm pretty sure that gets my point across. This industry does not really have people that offer delivery. And if they did, that's a huge competitive edge. So then what you want to invest in? A courier service, maintenance of your vehicle. Maybe you might want to invest in the upgrading some part that could do with an upgrade to expand the longevity of the vehicle, things like that. So you might want to put your attention there based on the information that you get back from the surveys. So two platforms that you can look into is SurveyMonkey, Typeform. There are some others, but they're not coming to mind. So you can build your surveys on things like Typeform, SurveyMonkey. There's another one that's not coming to mind. If it does come to mind, I'll link it in the show notes. But I like Typeform. I love the user interface of it. I know people like to use Google Forms. You can use Google Forms, but I'm not a fan of Google Forms. I just don't like how it looks visually. But you can use Google Forms by all means. So yeah, that is all I have for you today. If you found this podcast episode useful, definitely send me a DM on Instagram, comment on this episode, leave a review, etc., or screenshot and share this podcast on your Instagram stories or wherever that you feel like you want to share this episode. You could share it with another person in business and be like, hey, this was a really useful podcast. I would greatly appreciate it. So